Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hopefully someone else is going to get called in, or we're going to have to postpone one of the items. So it is 10:33 on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, and the April meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is in session. Roll call. Dale Nyblade, present.
Sherry Mays, present.
Suzanne Coleman, present.
Eileen Pettit, present.
And also we have Scott Donald, our Assistant Attorney General, as well as our Executive Director, Megan Darien, present. We're still waiting on some other call-ins, possibly. Declaration of conflicts of interest.
This is Sherry, and I need to recuse myself from number 5, B, complaint against JCP.
We will push it to next month if we don't get another call-in to have a quorum to deal with it. So, review, discussion, and approval of the minutes from March 6th.
I move to accept the minutes from the March 6th meeting.
And this is Sherry Mays. I'll second it.
Been moved by Suzanne Coleman, seconded by Sherry. Any discussion? All those in favor? Dale Nyblade, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, all four ayes. Minutes are approved as written. Agency operation director's report.
The renewal of establishment licensing through e-licensing started April 1st, so everybody can renew now.
Oh, good. Whew. Nice update. Possible violations. We'll talk about Clear Vision Express. Number A, no licensed optician. We've got the response from our investigator, and March 6th there was a letter sent to Clear Vision Express from Megan. And have we heard anything back from
Nothing.
Them yet? Okay, Mr. Assistant Attorney General, what's our next step? Because it's next month, do we put it
at this point? The yes, we can agendize it for next month. For there are two different things. First off, as I understand, the letter went out March 6th.
So we've got
so it's still a couple of days.
Couple of days, right?
But so what I would say at this point, legally set this for next month for discussion if possible. Movement with the investigative process towards a complaint notice of hearing if the board finds that that is the appropriate route to take.
Okay.
And I would coordinate with the executive director to make sure properly for the next.
So we'll table it to the March meeting, and Megan are going to get together.
Maybe.
And
May.
Yeah, we
yeah,
may.
We I may. Said next month.
Yeah.
May meeting.
Yeah. So do I need to send them any other letter or no?
They got this one on the 6th, though.
No. Okay.
So
it's tabled until next month.
Right. We're going to temporarily postpone B, although the complainant's not here. Maybe we should just...
The board could certainly... wait to the end of the meeting to see if anybody
someone
shows
else calls
up.
In.
We could simply skip it for the moment
right.
And come back at the end.
Yeah, because I don't want to move anywhere forward with that without having at least a... I can't. So we will just table that one for a time being. A general discussion, rule change overview. We discussed last month Rule 420-120, which is the continuing education hours required reporting. And we were debating. Hello?
Hello?
Who just Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
I have Terry Brown on the line and present. So let's move back to B and deal with it now, since we now have a quorum. The complaint against Nationwide, Sherry has recused herself. And so the four of us need to decide next steps. I don't think we have anything we can do without having the eyewear. As far as I could read through the complaint, I didn't get anything other than a feeling, a problem with just the way all the discussion went. If we can get the eyewear, I think we can have our investigator check out the eyewear. But without the eyewear, I don't think we have anything that we could action on based on what I read in the complaint. That's my opinion. Anybody else have any further discussion on that? Because the things that I read in there, I didn't see anything that was a violation. Any of you come up with anything different in those? All those pages? Any thoughts on that?
I think that if you go back to the original list of her complaints, I think that it was one of the complaints she had was unprofessional dispensing.
But it wasn't an optician that complaint was against. It was a salesperson in the store. She had no direct complaint against an optician other than the communication pieces. And all the things I looked at, all the prescriptions, the eyewear, they were borderline to say the least. Half the data she was using was obsolete data. The base curve chart was from the 60s. The ANSI standards she were using were old. She was using behavior rules from ABO-NCLE, which has nothing to do with us. She had our old rules that she was referring back to. So I the thing she was using for justification, I hadn't heard anybody talk Abbey value in 30 years. So I don't know where she picked that up. But that really didn't enter into anything. She had a lot of issues, but I didn't see anything that was egregious to me. But I didn't have the glasses. I couldn't look at them. I couldn't see what she was alluding to. The drawings didn't do me any good at all. So I think if she still has them and can get them to Megan, then I guess we can do something at least to see if there's any substantive thing to do. In the meantime, I think we need to table this for the time being until we hear anything more. Megan said she was going to be here.
Can you get the glasses?
Well, Megan said she was coming today. If she does come, I will ask her for the glasses so that we can have Jim look at them and then make a decision based on what he finds there, whether it goes into a full investigation or whether it is of no merit, which is, well, everything I read, I don't know. I couldn't see anything. But needless to say, she did register a complaint. We have to deal with it. So if she does show with the eyewear, then I think we need to at least do some steps to verify that there's an issue.
No, I agree.
And that would be my recommendation. And then, again, move this to the May meeting, which hopefully, if
I do
find out.
I do have one question, Dale.
Yeah.
I have one question about the professional dispensing. Doesn't the license in the office take responsibility for those, even if they're unlicensed dispensers?
Yeah. No. We don't have any authority over the non-licensed dispenser. We have the dispenser, and we have the establishment. And the establishment can be held, possibly. But as far as anything in our rules, it's about the licensed dispensing optician. And the way the rule reads is they're required to have 32 hours of coverage a week, which means they're not going to be there all the hours the store is open.
Oh, I always thought the license was ultimately...
A lot of these small stores don't have the staff, but that's neither here nor there. The reality is the direct complaint was against a non-license, the one that she was accusing of the unprofessional behavior. There was a lot of other issues about communication.
And it was a non-license, and it was also the same non-license that disregarded the doctor's pupillary distance measurement.
Again, yes.
That's what I remember reading.
Right.
Okay. But, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
If you look at the prescription 62 to 61, tell me how much prism is that? One of the lenses.
No, I know.
One of the lenses is a Plano at the 180.
Right.
So
I know.
You could mark that one lens anywhere across the entire lens.
Yeah.
That could be a mile off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's why the tolerance is set up the way it is. It currently says prism, not number, numeric. Scott?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, if I may. It sounds as if the board right now is considering whether there is any evidence that would indicate the existence of any actual grounds for disciplinary action. Would that be an accurate statement?
That is correct, and that would be based on what we find. If we can see some glasses, if we can see the waves and some of the distortion she had, I can't. There's nothing in the numerics that I could get.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. May I recommend then, from a legal standpoint, if I believe I heard the chair ask at one point if perhaps this could be pushed to next month to invite the complainant to bring in the glasses, as it sounds like that may be the only thing that would provide any existence of grounds.
Right. Megan's understanding she was doing that today. That's why I
certainly
know what we can do. But yeah, we can probably do that. We can definitely invite her to bring them in. Yeah. I agree.
In that case, it may be appropriate for the board to consider, if that's the only area, it may be good for the board to enunciate that effectively in terms of the complaint, that appears to be the only area that may demonstrate, but without looking at that, the board
right.
can't find the existence of grounds for disciplinary action. Would that be an accurate statement?
Based on what I read, yeah. Based on the information she provided us. Again, we haven't had the eyewear, we haven't talked to the other people, and that's where I don't know until I can see if there is something. It looked like there were some things possibly wrong with the eyewear from a fabrication standpoint, with the drawings she made and some of the complaints she had. But without having the actual eyewear, there's no way for me to verify that. What she got back from all the different opticals she went to, on reading the prescriptions, all fell pretty close to within parameters of meeting standards, not anything egregiously in violation of our standards. But if the aberrations, the waves, the distortion, possibly the Polaroids being not on the 180, I mean, there's things in there that possibly could be an issue from a mm-hmm. standpoint, but I can't say that without seeing the eyewear. And that's what it looked like she was trying to draw on her drawings.
In that case, Mr. Chair.
What?
Oh, in that case, Mr. Chair, it may be appropriate for the board to pen this matter to next month, but to direct the executive director to contact the complainant to notify the complainant that it is necessary to supply those.
And if she doesn't have them, my recommendation is get glasses from where she was happy and get go back to the company that she got them from and see if they'll do a refund. I don't know. That's not anything we can recommend. That's just a thought right. process that I was going to suggest to Ms. Stutz if she was here.
Certainly. And the board may be able to direct the executive director to notify the complainant that absent the glasses, there may not be a basis for any action by
disciplinary
the board.
Action. Yeah. And the ABO might want to include in that alluding to the ABO NCLE statute of expectations or violations or whatever, I don't know what it said, does not pertain to us. Ours is off of our rules. We aren't governed by ABO NCLE rules for conduct and behavior. And that was one of the things she had a lot of highlights on in her complaint. And that's just a fact. But yes, I think that's probably the best is to move it to the May meeting and then invite the complainant to provide us with eyewear that we can then at least have someone check. Okay? Is that agreeable to the people on the board? The ones on the call? Terry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eileen? Terry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That will be moved into the May meeting. You guys can discuss it next month. I'll be thinking of you when I'm not here. Contact lens selling overview. I don't think we've had anything. Megan, have you had any recent issues on contact lenses?
Actually, I had one, and they responded back that they are not going to sell anymore. So I don't
okay.
have to
put it on
the agenda. I'm sorry. Would you please go back to rule change? Because
I wanted to get rid of the contact lenses.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now we're gonna do the rule change. Again, based on last month's meeting and advice from Scott, our Assistant Attorney General, we need to clarify some of the verbiage in R420-120 on the hours reporting required. And what we came up with word-wise is changing it to on a date established by the board instead of within every three-year period, taking that first entry to that line out and get it clarified as on a date established by the board. And the rest of it would remain the same. And then the justification when we go in front of Dirk for this small rule change is going to be clarification for the time frame due to restriction on the new database, as well as the change in when applicants are able to take the practical exam, which used to be only twice a year, and now it can be anytime, all 12 months. And that'll be what we'll use for the justification when we present the rule change for GIRC. Does that sound reasonable to all the members of the board?
Yes. This is Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne?
Eileen, yes.
Eileen? Terry?
Yes.
And Sherry, yes.
Sherry, yes. Dale, yes.
Yes.
Terry, yes.
Yes.
Okay, we will move forward with the rule change.
Okay, and was that an actual motion, or was that direction?
I'll make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that we clarify the verbiage on R420-21, changing that to on a date established by the board.
Okay. Moved by Suzanne Coleman.
And I'll second that. This is Sherry.
Seconded by Sherry. We'll go through it again. All those in favor? Dale, yes.
Suzanne,
yes. Sherry, yes.
Sherry, yes.
And Suzanne made the motion. Is that a yes, Suzanne?
Yes.
It's approved. Applications for licensure. We're going to do this a little bit differently since there's two of us here. We have a application for licensure for Joseph Prosperi, and I've got first and second approvals. I just need verbal approval from two other board members. Megan has checked it up. All it's on a sheet with everything being yes.
I will approve that.
Okay, Suzanne?
I'll approve it.
Terry Brown.
And I'll approve it, Terry.
Got it. That means Joseph. We need a motion for Joseph. And we'll do the video. The establishments will do it the same way right now so we can get the approvals done. And we'll have a motion made. Video Dome Corporation got a licensed optician. We've got two approvals. Need two
I'll
more.
Approve that as well, as long as you have documentation.
Got, yep.
I'll second that, Eileen.
Okay, thank you, Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is a establishment license for G&K Industries Corporation. Has the information necessary. First and second approvals here.
I'll approve that G&K Industries application
Suzanne.
For license establishment.
Thank you.
Yes.
Eileen seconds it.
Okay, so we have the four. Now we're going to have a motion made. Now we'll make an official motion and do it. We've got the paperwork done. Do I hear a motion for licensed optician?
I'll make a motion that, okay.
Go ahead, Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for a licensed optician for Joseph Lee Prosperi.
And go ahead and do the establishments as well.
I'd also like to move that we accept the applications for license establishments for the following establishments. That's G&K Industries of Paradise Valley and Video Dome of Sholo.
Okay, we have a motion.
And I will second that. This is Sherry.
Moved by Suzanne, seconded by Sherry. We'll do another roll call of in favor or not. Dale, yes.
Sherry, yes.
Suzanne, yes.
Eileen, yes.
Terry, yes.
It's been moved and seconded and approved to accept those applications. And future meeting dates. Next one's May 1st. Please, if everyone can make it, I know I will not be able to, and I will not be able to call in because of where I'm going to be. I'm going to be out of the country, and I'm not making a phone call from out of the country for a board meeting. So please, if everyone can mark that on your calendars, make sure that everyone's here May 1st so we've got enough members to conduct the meeting. hopefully, depending on when the agenda comes out, if I can get it before I leave on the 30th, I'll at least be able to go through that and provide any feedback I might have to Megan or Susie. I might give you a call. Okay?
Okay.
And the other meetings are all set. First Wednesday of every month, excluding July, they're the same as they've always been. Your agenda items, we've got 5A and B moved to May. I don't know where we'll be on the rule change, what information you might have found out, but that might be also one we'll continue to put it on there because we still have the rule change and the contact lens anyway.
Sure.
Every
right. Rule change and contact lens.
They stay forever. Maybe not forever. We'll see. If it keeps going. Call to the public. Call to the public. Hi, public. We have public out there. It is now 10:53, and this meeting is adjourned. She doesn't make it.